Morning, Buzz. How was your weekend?
Yeah, really good, mate. I'm so glad you got into the issue of Andrew Maloney. That was one of the great robberies of all time in Australian boxing history yesterday. It was terrible. And I've spent a bit of time with Andrew and his brother, and they're terrific young men. And, you know, they're battlers. They're in a weight division that doesn't get a lot of publicity. And, you know, they had part-time jobs and, you know, to stay in boxing. And here was his opportunity. It was just taken away from. It was terrible.
And the condemnation seems to be widespread as far as the decision's concerned, Buzz. Even the likes of Helen Mirren and all sorts of people are leaping to the defence of Andrew Maloney. So surely something's got to be done about this.
Look, I don't know if they can, mate. I don't know if they can overturn it, but I'm sure boxing authorities will ensure there is a rematch before Franco can fight anyone else. And Andrew certainly deserves that. And he's a really proud Australian. And I'm sure next... I'll tell you what I'd love to see. I'd love to see the fight out here. You know, I really would. I think it'd be a monster event. And I'm sure it's something Bob Arum at Top Rank, he knows that, you know, he was out here for Horn Pacquiao. He knows how big it would be, and I just hope it happens.
Buzz, on the footy front, Cameron Smith to launch his autobiography. Have you read the book?
I haven't, mate, Clarkie, but I've seen some extracts, and there's plenty of controversy there. Look, on Sunday, I ran with a really interesting piece, which probably officially closed the door on him playing for Melbourne Storm again. He went to Craig Bellamy midway through the year, he says in the book, and says, there's no way I'm going to stay for another year at Melbourne Storm if it puts at risk Brandon Smith's contract or Harry Grant's contract. Now, Harry Grant, as we know, was almost Hooker of the Year this year, Rookie of the Year certainly, and every club in the game was after him. If Smith stayed, and he then had a get-out clause. So, you know, a lot of people have been labelling Cameron quite selfish, you know, for not making that decision earlier because it was affecting the careers of those two players. But he told Bellamy during the year he would not stay at 37 years of age just to have one season for the road. Now, as you guys have read over the last couple of days too, there has been enormous controversy over his salary cap claims and him slamming the NRL management and David Gallop over their handling of the salary cap affair and the fact they were stripped of two premierships and how he broke down and cried. And look, I feel sorry for all those Storm players who were unaware that their contracts were illegal. But as David Gallop explains, former NRL boss in the Telegraph today, there was pretty thorough the investigation. And it was obvious that they were spending millions of dollars more than any other club in the game. So it was unfair, and I agree with their decision to strip the premierships.
Yeah, it's an interesting read there today, David Gallop's take on all that. But also today, Buzz, you've written about the Immortals debate and how it might affect Cameron Smith.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, mate. We all know how proactive and how energised Peter Volandis is as chairman of the Independent Commission, and decisions that used to take a long time to be made are, you know, are now happening, you know, with far greater far more regularly. And look, I don't think there's anyone in the game who doesn't think Cameron Smith will be an immortal. The same applies to Jonathan Thurston, who just, you know, have we seen a better halfback than Thurston? I think even Joey Johns conceded towards the end of his career, said he's a better player than me. The same with, you know, Cameron Smith will never see another one like him. So why do we have to wait 5 years to give them this honour? I just don't see why we should have to. You know, let's modernise it. Let's whack them straight in. Clarky, what happens in things like the Cricket Hall of Fame? And, you know, do you have to be retired a certain length of time before you get in?
I think you do. I've got no idea, actually, Buzz, how it's chosen or what the time frame is, but I think you do need to be retired for a certain amount of time. But does it really matter to the player, though? Like, let's look at Jonathan Thurston, for example. Is it going to change his life whether he's made an immortal today or in 5 years' time?
Yeah, no. Look, personally, he won't say it because, you know, he's a really modest, you know, human being. But, mate, he was Dally M Player of the Year 2005, 2007, 2014, 2015. He won two grand finals, played 323 games. Why the wait?
Mm.
You know, like, why aren't we doing it now when the kids who worshipped him, you know, are still kids and they've got something to be excited about and they can come home from school and say, Dad, Cameron Smith was just made an immortal. Jonathan, why do we have to drag it out? I just don't see the point.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're turning
when they're so, you know, under special circumstances. That's what I'm talking, like Cooper Cronk's still worthy of a debate further down the track, but he will have to be considered. Nine grand finals, six wins. Two of them taken off him, but one with a broken shoulder. Dally M Player of the Year twice. I agree, for people like Cooper Cronk, let the emotion of those grand finals, you know, just go away. Let it, and let's come back in 5 years. But when there are standouts so obvious, I think it'd just be a great thing to do for the game.
He'll certainly be there at the first time of asking if it still remains 5 years, that's for sure. But what do you reckon about Origin Wednesday night, Buzz? And particularly, well, Philip Semi out. I don't think there was any surprise there. Corey Allen named in on the wing. But do you think he'll start at fullback and Valentine Holmes will move to the wing for Wednesday night?
Look, I think if I think it's got to happen because I think all rugby league fans know that Valentine Holmes is a wonderful football player. But they also know that his best form over a long period of time at the Cronulla Sharks before he went to the NFL and was on the wing. He's a great, great finisher. And I know he's on big money at the Cowboys and he's on fullback's money, but his form there, well, this year wasn't fair to judge him because he had so many injuries. But in his time at Cronulla, he was a far better winger than he was at fullback. And I think they'd be crazy not to start Corey Allen because he's played so well this year at the South Sydney Rabbitohs. When he came into Latrell Mitchell, he was a really, really big part of their storming run home to before they got knocked out in the qualifying final. And I just think it's a much stronger Queensland side than it would be with Allen on the wing.
What about the Tigers? Buzz, I'm looking and listening every single day. I see we've obviously lost the opportunity with Josh Addo-Carr, but how are they looking recruitment-wise?
Clarkie, the West Tigers, in my opinion, and you know, I don't like saying this to you, but I think they're in one heck of a mess at the moment.
Mm.
Look, they had an opportunity to learn, I think it was 3 years ago when had Tedesco, Woods, Moses and Brooks all off contract at the one time, which you never do with your superstars. Tedesco went to the Roosters, Woods went to the Bulldogs, then to Cronulla, Moses went to Parramatta, and they kept Brooks panicked on a contract that is probably worth more than his playing ability.
Mm.
They replaced them with Packer, Reynolds, Mbai on ridiculously big money, panic signings. Since then, there'd been a whole host of players they've chased and lost, like Josh Addo-Carr, Latrell Mitchell, Jai Arrow, Matt Moylan. Ryan Madison left and went to Parramatta, even though he was under contract. Mate, I think you've got really, really big recruitment problems that have been around for a number of years that somehow need to be addressed. And I know their chairman's in the paper today in denial that they actually do have a problem. I speak to a lot of player agents over a week, probably one a day, and they all tell me that the system at the West Tigers is broken. If you're in negotiations with a player and your first stop is Adam Hardigan, who is the general manager of football, they tell me he isn't in a position to make decisions. They've got committees and all this sort of thing going on. It's very hard to get an ironclad deal contract signed there. And look, I think the proof is there with the players I mentioned earlier who, you know, so I don't want to keep banging on about it, but Latrell Mitchell was offered $300,000 a year more than he got at South to go and play there, but knocked it back. And you've got to, and look, Ivan Cleary was the one who signed Packer, Reynolds and Embiid, and he's got a lot to answer for those signings. But Michael Maguire at the moment is not a magnet for new players. And whether it's his antics in the sheds and kicking over chairs and going ballistic at halftime, or whether it's his tough training schedules and the fact players came out last year and told him personally that, you know, they felt like they were walking on eggshells at training all week. Whether it's that, I don't know. But that club needs to, they need to do something about it. And they need to work out why they can't attract new players. And of course, look, they're going to have a lot of money this time next year with Packer, Reynolds, and Embiid going. But they should be in the market now to replace those guys, but they can't get anyone.
No doubt it's a trend there at the Tigers, for sure. And speaking of mixed messages, Buzz, what's going on with Stephen Crichton and Penrith?
Really, really interesting story, this one, mate, because he left his manager midway through the year, and then when he could, he hooked up with Sam Ayoub. But while his manager was out of play, he apparently shook hands with Ivan Cleary to stay for $1.5 million over 3 years. Now, whether that was the right thing to do, not in the company of his advisor, his manager or his agent, I'm not too sure with such a young kid who has only just burst into first grade, was only just in the headlines, only just started to become a household name in the game. You know, these sort of things should be done with an agent present, and I'm not sure that that happened. So, look, Stephen Crichton wants to stay at Penrith. I'm convinced he will stay, but I think the Panthers are going to have to pay him closer to market value than the $500K that this handshake happened with. So it'll be an interesting one to see how it draws out.
Just a text through, Buzz, any news? I know we're talking about the Tigers before, but Buzz, any news on James Roberts to the Tigers? He was even having a coffee with Michael Maguire last Thursday. Cheers, Jack the Knight.
Yeah, look, I'm not too sure that James Roberts will finish at the West Tigers. I'm told that meeting was more about just catching up with Justin Pascoe and a few of the West Tigers officials, Adam Hardigan and Madge. There was a photo of their meeting taken. Justin Pascoe was quite close to Roberts when he was at Penrith. And, look, it was just a catch-up. Look, you know what my tip is? I think if he plays next year in the NRL, then there are some wary clubs, you know. He's a troubled kid. But look, he suffers mental health, so I'm not going to bag him, you know. But I've got a feeling he might finish up at the Knights. And I don't know if getting out of Sydney, look, he got out of Sydney and went to Brisbane, didn't he? And that didn't work out. But maybe Adam O'Brien could, you know, take him on as a challenge. He's a wonderful, wonderful footballer when he's right. He's explosive. And the game needs him. You know, he's so exciting to watch. But, you know, he's got some issues that, you know, he needs medical help. And South tried, the Broncos tried, Penrith tried. It just hasn't worked out. But anyway, I really hope for his sake it can.
Gee, I tell you what, Buzz, interesting article in the paper yesterday about what you described as a super mum.
Oh, mate, what a super mum. You there, Jamie? Is Jamie in today?
I think she's in the booth, but, yeah, prepping for the news coming up. No, I think we've got her. Yeah, we've got her.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Jamie, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Oh, you made my Sunday giving me that story about your English Channel swim. What a story.
Well, it was written brilliantly by you, so thank you for covering it. It was great.
Oh, but seriously, guys, to work alongside a colleague, and I don't want to embarrass Jamie, to work alongside such an inspirational young lady, mum of two kids, training so hard to swim the English Channel, 35 kilometres. I don't know how you do it to raise two kids. It's just and start big sports breakfast at 5 in the morning. It's an amazing story. Yeah. And you're doing it. Look, I was just talking about James Roberts and his mental health battles. You're doing it for a great organisation called Gotcha for Life. You're trying to raise $50,000 for them. I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And it even inspires old blokes like me to get off my backside and do something good, you know, for people. And I'm sure you're going to inspire a lot of people apart from just raising that 50K. So good on you, Jamie. It's a wonderful thing you're doing.
Thanks so much, Buzz. That's really nice of you to say. And, yeah, definitely a great charity to be a partner with that Gotcha for Life so we can raise awareness around the importance of mental health.
Yeah. What about you and me, Clarkie? We better get off our backside.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
You?
I've raised over $5 million for charity, champion. Speak for yourself.
Have you really, mate? That's terrific. Who's your charity?
I got five. Life Education Australia, Cancer Council, Loyal Foundation, McGrath Foundation, and Movember.
Mate, good on you. I love it. I'll have to get off my back. What do you reckon I could do, mate?
Whatever you like, mate. I got five charities that would love to have you on board.
Mate, I might try and do a 10K walk. That'd probably see me out. I don't
Beautiful.
Know about a 35-kilometre swim.
But... I'll come with you. Yeah, you won't see me in the water either unless I'm in a boat, but I'll come for a walk with you.
Come for a walk, but you're too fast, mate.
I can go steady.
Can I ask you one other question?
Depends what it is.
No, I was going over your social media.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Mate, where did you get those prawns from?
Not bad, were they? Just the local fish and chips, buddy. Just down the road, fresh prawns.
Oh, yeah, good
Sunday sesh.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, I had to save for a month, though, to pay for them.
Oh, mate, please. Don't start.
Buzzy, you don't miss a thing. Great stuff, mate. Thanks so much. We'll chat next week.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
See you, Buzz. Have a great day.